It's always interesting when you have several speakers that each one is really going to say something completely different than the other. So what I would like to really discuss today is the idea of the menorah and the idea of Nerot Chanukah as the symbol of spirituality in Am Yisrael. And the idea of the menorah actually through Chanukah and through Beit HaMikdash really symbolizes not only the idea of knowledge, but also the idea of Avodat Hashem and spirituality. And Chanukah really is the symbolism, right, of really reenacting the kindling, not only of the lights in the menorah at the Beit HaMikdash during the time of the Chashmonaim, but this idea of spirituality, right, that we had during the Mishkan, that we had in the Beit HaMikdash, that they rekindled during the time of the Chashmonaim, and of course, that we light every day in our homes or at the door of our homes, that really the light of the menorah is the essence, is the symbol of the spirituality of Am Yisrael, not just the intellectual or knowledge, right, but actually this idea of spirituality and of ruchaniyut. So we're going to see what in Chanukah really expresses this idea. What is the idea of maximalism in a time of spiritual minimalism? Meaning, Rav Rosenzweig coined the term maximalism, and that's why they misspelled it on the cover here, even though in the title online it wasn't right, because when you do spell check, right, you're looking and it's not coming out, so you have to change it to something else. But it's really a term by Rav Rosenzweig of maximalism, which means Chanukah really is symbolic of the ultimate that you can do in spirituality, meaning at certain times of the year, right, we want to express our spirituality, our ruchaniyut. What does it mean to be a Jew? What is the devotion that we have to Torah and mitzvot? And Chanukah is a great time to do it, because Chanukah is the time that in 332 Alexander the Great, right, 332 BCE, Alexander the Great came and brought Hellenistic culture and knowledge. And there was an interface for many years between the two. But when it really became the point of contention and there was real conflict between the two ideologies and the two cultures, the question is, right, how are you going to respond? And the Hashmonaim responded to all the Gzeirot by really responding in a way that they wanted to enhance and continue, right, the ideal or maximal view, right, of Torah learning and also of doing the mitzvot in that optimal way. So we're going to start, right, in the Gemara. We're in source number one. In the Gemara, right, where do we find the ultimate expression of what Chanukah is all about? And what do the candles, the nerot of Chanukah symbolize? So we see in the Gemara, in Masechet Shabbat, we don't have a Mishnah that tells us about the halachot of nerot Chanukah. It's included in the idea of nerot Shabbat. So already we see that the idea of the Neirot is so central to Chanukah, because Chanukah is the Neirot. That's the only mitzvah, right, the mitzvah kiyumit that we have for Chanukah. So the Gemara mentions a braisa, quotes a braisa, Tanu Rabbanan, mitzvot Chanukah ner ishu beito, which means the mitzvah of Chanukah, right, is that you just have to do one candle, right? You just have to light one light, and it represents the whole family, the whole house, which means the idea of Chanukah is the idea of family, it's house. So even though we light the menorah, right, we lit the menorah in the Beit HaMikdash, the essence of how we do Nerot Chanukah is in the house. So in a sense, what we're going to see throughout this whole Sheur is that even though we lit the menorah in the Beit HaMikdash, and it symbolizes that, as the time went on, we moved the Beit HaMikdash literally to the house. So even though we have a minhag of lighting Nerot Chanukah also in the shul, which the shul is a Beit Mikdash Ma'at, it's like a little bit of a temple, but really the center of the Kiyumei Mitzvah is surrounded in the house. So it's the movement of the Beit Mikdash that we had, right, in Yerushalayim, to the idea that the Beit Mikdash now, in a sense, and the role that we have of enhancing spirituality is in the home. So Tanu Rabbanan, mitzvah ner Chanukah ishu beito. So the main, the most simple way of doing the mitzvah is ner ishu beito. And then we have a level of mahadrin. That's a ner l'chol echad v'echad. You have a candle representing each one in the house. And then mahadrin min a mahadrin, Beit Shammai says you light 8 on the first day and you go down, and Beit Hillel say you light 1 and you go out. But the idea here is this idea of qualitative difference in doing a mitzvah. Usually what is hidur mitzvah? Hidur mitzvah is that you pay more for it, you make it prettier. But here in Hiddur Mitzvah, we have a qualitative difference, which means when we want to show what spirituality means on Hanukkah, we want to show that there's a qualitative difference in how you do the mitzvah, and we all do it mahadrin min mahadrin, which means we all try to do it in its maximal way. We all try to do it in its ultimate way, which means Hanukkah really represents this idea of doing spiritual excellence, of trying to do the mitzvah in its utmost way. And look at the different views, right? One view is about Beit Shammai, that we do it kepare achad. Beit Shammai, right, according to the Aruch HaShulchan, we do pare achad because in Sefer HaMakabim, the books of the Maccabees, right, when they rededicated the temple, the first thing that they did was they celebrated Sukkot, because they weren't able to celebrate Sukkot in Tishrei. Finally, when they rededicated the temple, so they did the Chag of Sukkot. So we see that there's a connection. But the choice is not the choice, oh, of making this historical connection. The choice is really the idea of Beit Hillel. And Beit Hillel's idea is Malin Bakodesh Ve'ein Moridin, which means when we want to deal with sanctity and we want to deal with religious ideals, we always want to go ever higher. We always want to improve, which means Hanukkah is really a chag or a day, right, or time of spiritual excellence. And that's really what Hanukkah represents. And what's the best way to represent spirituality? And that is the menorah, which means we're going to see that the menorah really is the epitome of the spiritual center, right, of what Am Yisrael really symbolizes. Tanu Rabbanan, we're going on a little because this is the synopsis of what Hanukkah is. Ner Hanukkah mitzvah lanichal petach beito mibachutz. Right? Ideally, we put the Hanukkah menorah outside. If you live in an apartment, right, you put it at your window. But why do we do it smucha l'reshut ha-rabim? As, look at the next source, right, Rashi says, mishum pirsumei nisa, which means on Hanukkah, it's not just enough to have light, right, for yourself. It's the light of pirsumei nisa. It's to advertise the nes. It's really to publicize the nes. So we have spiritual excellence, and we also have that you have to publicize this spiritual excellence. But it's the idea of that the spiritual excellence is identified by what? By the menorah. And the next piece. When we look and we say, my Chanukah, what is the point of Chanukah? We see that it says, Shenichnesu Yevanim Lahechal, I'm still on source number one, the bolded in the last part. When the Yevanim came to the Heichal, Timuot Kol HaShmanim Shebaheichal. Right? They made all the oil impure in the Heichal, in the sanctuary, and then Malchut Chashmonai came and fought against them, and then when they checked in the Heichal, they only found one cruse of oil, Bechatamo Shel Kohen Gadol. We know that there are many renditions to the story of Hanukkah and all the details. We have Sefer HaMakabim. We later have Megillat Antiochus that puts in early sources. We have the book of Josephus, right? We have many renditions of what Hanukkah is all about. And the question is, how come in all the renditions that we're going to see, the details or the actual history and all the different wars and battles that were fought, how come we don't focus on those details? And what we're going to see in all of our understanding of Hanukkah is that because all those details is really focusing on one idea, which means there was a spiritual conflict. And the Jews really felt that they had to fight against this religious oppression. And the way to do this was to really focus on the Beit HaMikdash. And within the Beit HaMikdash, they purified the entire Beit HaMikdash. And then to really put the cap on the purifying of the Beit HaMikdash was the lighting of the menorah. So in every story that we're going to see, in every rendition about Hanukkah, it's really to get to the purification of the Beit HaMikdash with the goal of lighting the menorah, which means the menorah is what represents this religious struggle, this spiritual struggle. And the point here in the Gemara is, what's the most important point about that struggle? That when they wanted to light the menorah, they only wanted to use Shemen Zayit Zach. They only wanted to use the most pure kind of oil because this struggle was about religious excellence. When they were persecuted, they weren't allowed to keep Shabbat, they weren't allowed to keep Rosh Chodesh, they weren't allowed to keep all the basic halachot that make them Jews, that identify them and don't and separates them from the outside society. And the menorah and the Shemen Zayit Zach is this symbol. Number one, it was not defiled by anyone else. They could have used, as we all know, the famous idea, Tumahu Trabit Zibor. They could have used any oil. But why they wanted to use the Shemen Zayit Zach, because that is the idea. That is the symbolism of using spiritual excellence, of doing something mehadrin min mehadrin, above and beyond. And that's why this idea of Ner Chanukah is really the epitome of what Chanukah is all about. The idea of the Shemen Zayit, the idea of the menorah. And later on in the Gemara, we're continuing, just finishing with the Gemara, when they made this into a Chag, right, L'shana Acheret, later on, they made it Yamim Tovim B'Halel V'Hoda'a, which means the main ways that you celebrate Chanukah is lighting the menorah and having Halel V'Hoda'a, which means praise and thanksgiving to Hashem. So what is so fascinating here, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, what's Halel V'Hoda'a? On the one hand, Halel is that we say Halel every day, and Hoda'a is that we say Al Anisim, which means it's a day of Shevach V'Hoda'a, we thank Hashem, we sing Halel, and we also say Al Hanisim. The Rav explains, Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal explains, that if you look at Chanukah, and then we're going to look at the Rambam, so it's not just that we say Al Anisim and that we also say Halel. The actual lighting of the menorah is part of Shevach V'Hodah and Halel, which means the menorah is not so much to remind us, oh, of the menorah that they lit in the Beit HaMikdash. Because what does the menorah in Beit HaMikdash symbolize? It symbolizes praising Hashem. It symbolizes Hashem's greatness. It symbolizes spirituality. So if you look at all the Maisa mitzvahs that we do and all the tefillot that we do on Chanukah, there's only one theme that we have here, and that's Shevach V'Hodah, which means it's all about spirituality. It's all about the greatness of Hashem. It's all about our devotion, right, to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's why it's very interesting. Look at source number 4, right? Women are obligated in Ner Chanukah. Isha v'day madlika. Damar Rav Yehoshua ben Levi, nashim chayavot b'Ner Chanukah she'afen ayu b'oto ha'nes. So what does it mean that women were also in the nest? If you look at the Tosfos, we have different opinions. One is the Rashbam's opinion, that they were the main ones, ikar ha'nes, right? During the time of B'nai Yisrael and Mitzrayim, so the women were the ones, nashim tzidkariot. During the time of Megillat Esther, Esther was the main one. And in those two Chagim, what do? Or Yamim, right? Different with Purim. But in those two events, right, in those two celebrations, what do? Right? We have this idea, according to Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, right? We have this idea of Pirsume Nisa. Women are obligated in the Arba Kosot. Women are obligated in Megillah. And as we see here, women are obligated in Nerot Chanukah because they are Pirsume Nisa. So what's fascinating about the Pirsume Nisa of Arba Kosot and about Megillah is that the story is very important. What's Arba Kosot Yayin? According to Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Yosef Dov HaLevi Soloveitchik, the idea is that the Arba Kosot Yayin are inextricably connected with Sipur Yitziat Mitzrayim, with the Haggadah, which means it's all about telling the story. Women are obligated on Pesach, just like the men, to do the Haggadah, Arba Kosot Yayin, because it's about the story. The Kol HaMarveh L'Saper B'Tziat Mitzrayim, Harei Zeh Meshubach. The story is so important. All the details are important. So too on Purim. What is so important on Purim? The Megillah. You have to go to hear the Megillah. That's the main mitzvah of the day. Women are obligated, and you have to hear every single word. You have to know exactly what happened. What's so interesting about Ner Chanukah? Which means Ner Chanukah, it's Pirsume Nisa, but what is the Pirsume Nisa? If you want to go and say it's like Arba Kosot Yayin, and even there it's so fascinating because in addition to having something in the Torah that tells us what Chanukah is, that tells us what Purim is, what Pesach's about. And we also have in Tanakh Megillat Esther, which tells us what Purim's about. So you could say, oh, there's no text. So if there's no text, so the story is not so important. But what's fascinating, that even though we have a text, we have a Torah that tells about Yitziat Mitzrayim, what has developed throughout all the centuries, the idea of the Haggadah, that we tell Yitziat Mitzrayim according to Haggadah. The story is very important. So too with the Megillah. The story is very important. And that's one of the main ideas of Purim, so much so that, what does it say in the Gemara? We don't say Halal on Purim, because what is the Halal of Purim? The Kriyat HaMegillah. And yet with what we saw here so far, with Chanukah, all 8 days, the main idea of Chanukah is Shevach V'Hodah, and yet what is it missing? It's really missing a narrative. It's missing a story. And when we're going to see all the sources, we have in the Gemara, boom, it tells us just about the Nespach HaShemen. We're going to see in Al Anisim, it tells us a very general story about the war. We're going to see in the Rambam that the Rambam also gives a general summary. Throughout the generations, they tried to develop some kind of text, Megillat Antiochus, which was put together, right? And many congregations used to read it on a regular basis on Hanukkah, but it never took, which means it's not universally done. We don't all end up reading Megillat Antiochus, because Hanukkah is very different. It's not about the story. It's not so much about the details of how the Hashmonaim. Everyone here, if I ask everyone what the real history and what the details are, not everyone is going to know it, because that's not so central. And yet the idea of Hanukkah is something that perpetuates throughout all the different generations. It's very important for us to know in the Maccabim that they were fighting for several years. The first thing they did was conquer Yerushalayim, and they rededicated the Beit HaMikdash, and it took them many years in order to conquer all of Yerushalayim, because their goal really was the Beit HaMikdash, was really to rededicate the Beit HaMikdash and to light the menorah. So the whole idea of the war was this idea of Beit HaMikdash, purifying the Beit HaMikdash and really lighting the menorah. So as we see, Hanukkah, it's not so much the narrative, the details of the story, even though we are telling many different versions of the story. But the idea is the goal, the spirituality. Everybody was doing spiritual resistance. Everybody, the men and the women, were all taking a part in this idea of trying to bring back these important religious values. So what we see Hanukkah is about, this idea of spirituality and this idea of religious values. If you turn to source number 7, which we're going to do just this part of the Rambam, what we see in Halacha Aleph, right, in Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph, that the Rambam explains, Kama nerot u'madlik b'chanukah, mitzvata shiyeh kol bayit u'bayit madlik ner echad, which means, then he goes to what the mitzvah is. According to the Rambam, every house has to light a menorah, but not just one menorah for the entire house. The Rambam's view is that every person in the house lights a menorah, right? Mahadran and Mahadran, you start with one and you go with eight. Balei HaTosfot actually say one menorah for the whole family, because it's a neri shubeto. It's one menorah representing, and you start with one and going up. The irony today is that the Ashkenazim follow the Rambam, which every person in the house lights their own menorah, and the Sfaradim follow Balei HaTosfot, that you have the main head of the household light the menorah, and that represents everybody. But again, if you read all the issues and all the sources in Halacha, it's all house-oriented. It's ner ishu beito. We all have this idea of the bayit, of the house. So even though it's the lighting and the kindling that we had in the Beit HaMikdash, we transfer that behavior right to the house. But another fact that we want to emphasize is this idea of Hallel v'Hodah. How do we know that Hallel is so central to Hanukkah? We saw it in the Gemara. We saw that Rashi says we say Hallel. But the Rambam especially puts all the halachot of Hallel in the halachot of Hanukkah, which means, what is the Rambam saying? And this is also, the Rav pointed this out, that the idea of Hallel, right, is so inextricably connected with Hanukkah, because what is Hanukkah? It's a holiday of Hallel, of Shevach V'Hodah L'Hashem. And what is the symbol that we light in this Shevach V'Hodah of Hashem, of Hallel? It is the menorah, which means, menorah means Hallel V'Hodah. It's about Shevach V'Hodah L'Hashem, which means it's not about the detail so much, but it's about bringing this idea of Avodah Hashem, of spirituality, in our everyday life. We don't have Isser Malacha on Hanukkah, which means we don't have any kind of Kiddushas Hayom on Hanukkah. So what is Hanukkah? Hanukkah is our infusion in everyday, a mundane behavior to bring in the Or of Hashem. And we do that through Hallel, we do that through Alanisim, and we do that through the lighting of the menorah, which means it's not Isser Malacha because it's a Derabbanan. You can't start Isser Malacha. We only have Isser Malacha when it's a Doraita Yontif, right? So the question is, how do you infuse, right, this day with Kedusha? How do you infuse it with this uniqueness? And that is through seeing the whole day as Hallel, seeing the whole day as Shevach V'Hodah, trying to infuse everything that we do, and that's why Hanukkah is really Hallel, as the Rambam says, right? Shevach V'Hodah, the halachot of Hallel, they're really all one and the same. And even more, it's very interesting that the Rambam starts, right, with the halachot of Hanukkah, and then, right, he talks about the brachot of Hanukkah, and then he goes to the hadlaka of Hanukkah, which means how come you have the brachot of Hanukkah, then you have the laws of Hallel, and then you actually have the actual laws of the hadlaka. So you have the bracha, you have the laws of Hallel, and then you have the hadlaka. How could you start with the brachot of Hanukkah, go into the whole issue of Hallel, and then end up with Birchas Chanukah. So Rav Rosenzweig likes to say very interestingly that what the Rambam's doing is he's mafsik between the bracha and the hadlaka by putting in Hallel. And why is that? Because this is a way to show that what are Neirot Chanukah? They are Hallel, which means they are all about Shevach Voda. So the Neirot have this spiritual dimension, which means the Neirot really are a reflection of spirituality, of Torah, of Avodat Hashem, of Hallel. It's all about the idea, right, of what Hashem and how Hashem is manifest in this world. If you look at number 8, it's the Sefer HaManhig. And in the Sefer HaManhig writes that Ve'yireli de'ein chiyuva beveit haKnesset lahadlik ner shel Chanukah, which means really we don't have the chiyuv to light the menorah in the Bet Knesset, as I said earlier. I just wanted you to see the source. Which means where do we do it? We really do it in the house. We do it as a minhag in the shul. Because again, what's the idea of ner Chanukah? Ner Chanukah is their spirituality that we have brought into the home. And it's such a spiritual holiday that look at number 9. The Shulchan Aruch explains, right, second paragraph, that ribui ha-su'udot sh'rabim bahem hem su'udot rishut, which means Chanukah is such a spiritual holiday that what don't we have a chiyuv in? We don't have a chiyuv to make a su'udah. We don't have a chiyuv to eat, right? When you eat, what should you do? You should tell stories and say nice things, right, about all the nisim that happened. But mostly, why do you do it? Look at the next line. The ba'otan hayamim haya Chanukah ha-mizbeach, which means even the meals that we have on Chanukah, what do they represent? Chanukah HaMizbeach, which means everything that we do on Chanukah really has a spiritual reference. It has a reference to the Beit HaMikdash, the Neirot in Beit HaMikdash, and eating even references the Korbanot and especially the Chanukah HaMizbeach. If you go to number 13 in the Mishnah Brura, we're on page 4, number 13. If you look at the Mishnah Brura says this as well. The Mishnah Brura explains, we're on number 13, that Purim is really a time where we were going to be physically annihilated. So if we're physically annihilated, the way we celebrate to counter physical annihilation is by eating, drinking, and celebration. But Chanukah is all about spiritual annihilation, which means, so how do you counteract spiritual annihilation by acting in a more spiritual way, which means it's all about the spirituality? And what we see in the Mishnah Berurah says, and he here is quoting the Levush in the Bach, let's start from a few lines down, right? Ela, shehigbir HaKodesh Baruch Hu Yad Yisrael v'nitzchum, lechach lo kva'um ela lehalel ulehodot levad. Which means, what do all the poskim and all the halachic sources say? It's about Hallel. It's about Shevach V'Hodah. Which means, the idea of Chanukah is really to get the spiritual message through. It's all about this idea of Or Hashem. It's the idea of countering, right, all this spiritual laxity, which we're going to see in a second. And I want to bring in another idea. If you look at number 14. And number 14 is the Yalkut Shimoni, which is really bringing in another midrash that is adding to what the Mishnah Berurah says. The Mishnah Berurah says, right above the Yalkut Shimoni in Zion, we're still in the Mishnah Berurah, Debo'otan hayamim, Rotze lomar b'kafei b'kislev, kedi'ita b'midrash, debelechet ha-mishkan, nigmar b'kafei b'kislev, ela shimtina kodesh baruch hu, b'hakama ad nisan. Really, what the Mishnah Berurah is bringing is this midrash in Yalkut Shimoni that I brought in number 14. The Mishnah Berurah wants to explain that why do we have this celebration on Kafei B'Kislev? Of course we have Chanukah because the Hashmonaim, right, they rededicated the Beit HaMikdash and they lit the menorah. But more than that, says the Mishnah Berurah, originally, when the original Mishkan was put together, what day was it really finished? It was finished on Kafei B'Kislev. But Hashem wanted a way till Rosh Chodesh Nisan to do the original Chanukah HaMizbeach. So what is Chanukah really doing? Chanukah is really dedicating and celebrating the Mizbeach, which really originally should have been on Kafei Kislev all the way back there in the Midbar during the time of the Mishkan of the Tabernacle, and we're having this Chanukah Mizbeach because it really is from that time. Which means, what is this Midrash doing? What does the Mishnah Berurah really want to do here? What the Chafetz Chaim wants to do here is to really show that this idea of Chanukah is really something that we are timelessly doing and reenacting every single year that really goes back not only to the Beit HaMikdash, not just to Beit HaMikdash 2 during time the Hashmonaim, not just rededication number 1 of the Beit HaMikdash, but all the way back to the time of the Mishkan, which means the symbol of Chanukah is the symbol of Mishkan, is the symbol of the Beit HaMikdash, is the symbol of what is the heart of Judaism and what is our spiritual message and what are our spiritual values. It is something that goes all the way back. And even now, when we don't have a Beit HaMikdash, what are we able to do? Well, we're still able to light the menorah in our homes that symbolizes this idea. So once a year, every year, we have to have these elevated spiritual principles that we don't need Kedushas Hayom for, which means in our everyday life, in our mundane life, we could bring the Kedushah of Hashem and bring the level that they really had pretty much in the time of the Mishkan. That level that Bnei Israel had among them in the Mishkan, where they were able to be around the Aron Brit Hashem, the Menorah, the Ketoret, and the Mizbeah. So what we see in number 16, what is the language of Alanisim? Alanisim Balapurkan Balagvurot Balachuot Balaniflaot Shasita Lavotenu Bayamim Ahem Bazman Hazeh. It's really kind of this continuous time stream, this Jewish spirituality, the enduring relevance of Torah and of our halacha. Not just, oh, it's for the time Bayamim Ahem. It's not relevant to our life. It's not relevant to us here in America. It's not relevant, right, when we are really interfacing with the secular culture today. Torah is always relevant, and we should always do it in a maximal way, not just in a secondary way, and just do it to get things done. It's about excellence. It's about Shevach V'odah. It's about really trying to reinstate, in a sense, a Mishkan, right, in our lives. And what's fascinating, go to the next page, on page 5, again with Alanisim, what is missing in Alanisim? We don't have so many details. It tells us the general overview, right, of what Bet Chashmonai did. But what's the focus in the end? What do all the stories end with? The lighting of the menorah, which means the menorah is the idea of Chanukah. And what is the idea of the menorah? Alanisim, what do we say? Lahodot ulahalel l'shimcha gadol. It's really about glorifying Hashem. It's really about doing excellence and really trying to get to those ideas. And what I'd like to do now is just to show by connecting, right, the images and the symbols and the messages of Chanukah really all the way back to the Mishkan and to the Batei HaMikdash, which means really what we're doing is kind of reenacting the Chanukat HaMishkan every single year when we are doing Chanukah. So if you look at number 17, the Mishnah and Masechet Megillah, which means we do have Mishnayos that talk about Chanukah, we just don't have Mishnayos that talk about Ner Chanukah. But we definitely have Mishnayos that talk about what are the halachot and practices on Chanukah. So the Mishnah Masechet Megillah, when it talks about what Torah readings do you do, it says on Chanukah we read about the Nisi'im. So on Chanukah we know all 8 days we read about the Nisi'im, and of course, what is the Nisi'im story about? During Chanukat HaMizbeach, the Nisi'im brought presents every single day, and the Kriya actually culminates in what? In Aaron HaKohen lighting the menorah. That's what the Kriya culminates in. And what's fascinating about the Nisi'im, originally what did the Nisi'im say? The Nisi'im said, okay, Bnei Israel could give all the presents and give all the nedavot, the contributions to the Mishkan, and we'll fill in the end what's missing. And what happened in the end? There was nothing left. Everyone was so enthusiastic that the Nisi'im weren't left to give anything, and that's why they're missing their Yud. When did they make up for that? They made up for it in Chanukat HaMishkan, which means they were the first ones, and they gave these special presents, right? And they were the ones who took this initiative. Getting back to the idea that we saw, what's the point in Chanukah when it wants to tell about the story? It says they looked for the Shemen Zayit Zach. They looked for excellence, because what was happening during the years before? They were a little lax. There were all these restrictions. There were all these promulgations against the Jews, and they were okay with it for a while, until one point they said, Ad Kan, we cannot let our religion be mediocre. It cannot be lax. Right, and the Bach says, the beautiful idea, the Bach says that it was hitrashlut ba'avodat Hashem. It was being mediocre in avodat Hashem that really finally prompted the Hashmonaim to realize that they have to take a stand, which means they let it go for a long time, and then they realized that they had to do something about it. So too with the Nisi'im, which means for a while they thought, you know, let everyone else do it. They didn't feel that they had to take the initiative, be excellent. And what we see in Chanukat HaMishkan, they're the ones who are bringing the matanot, and they realize that they have to rise to this level of excellence. But again, it's not just about the idea that they brought matanot and we have the symbol of the menorah. If you look at number 19, what else do we read on Hanukkah? Not just about the nisi'im and the lighting the menorah, but we also read about the menorah of Zechariah, and we also read about the menorah of Shlomo, which means what is the symbol that we're always coming back to in all the krios that we do, which means since we don't tell over the story of Hanukkah in all its details, but we read in shul every single day, right? And we're also reading the Haftarah on Shabbat, which means, so what are the set readings that we do? What are the set texts, right, that we do beyond the general overview that we have in Al-Anisim, which doesn't really give details, right? We have the idea, right, also of the Chanukat HaMishkan, as we saw, lighting the menorah, and both Haftorahs also deal with lighting the menorah, which means the menorah, the esh, is really the symbol, no matter which way you slice it, is really the main symbol of Chanukah. And not only that, since we also said the menorah also represents the Beit HaMikdash, because that was the only place originally where it existed, how do you celebrate a Chanukat HaMizbeah? How do you celebrate a Chanukat HaMikdash? If you look at number 20 and 21, for Bayit Rishon, which is Divrei HaYamim, and Bayit Sheni, which is in Ezra, the two places, right, that we have the celebration of the Beit HaMikdash, what's a main feature? Lahodot u'lahalel. In both places, by Hike Chad Lamechatzitzrim, Lamechatzrim Lamshorim, Lahashmiya Kol Echad, Lahalel Ulahodot. That was the number 20 in Divrei HaYamim. Number 21 in Ezra, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Vaya'anu Bahalel Ubahodot Lahashem, Kitov Kileolam Chasdo. Which means when you have the Beit HaMikdash, number one, and number two, when we're doing a dedication of the Beit HaMikdash, what's the main feature? Halal v'hodah. So what do the Hanukkah candles really symbolize? They are symbolizing the Beit HaMikdash. They are symbolizing Chanukat HaMizbeach. They are symbolizing this idea of Shevach v'hodah l'Hashem, the spiritual idea. Hanukkah is not just a remembrance of an event that happened in Am Yisrael. It is also. But the fact that we are mostly focusing on this spiritual message, on the Neirot, on the Halal, right, on the Shevach v'Hodah, as opposed to knowing all the little details, only serious historians or people who are interested in the history know all the details, but everyone celebrates Hanukkah and knows the major and general brushstrokes, because that's really the idea of Hanukkah. The idea is the message, is the idea of the spirituality. And if you look at number 24, that's the famous Ramban, when the Nisi'im were bringing the presents, so Aaron HaKohen was upset that they're bringing all these presents, right? And he doesn't have a chelek in Chanukat HaMizbeach, in the dedication, in the Chanukat HaMishkan. And what did Hashem tell him? You'll have a greater role. So according to Rashi quotes the Midrash, what's the greater role? The menorah, because the menorah is such an important part of the Mishkan. But Ramban says, the menorah, that's a nice thing, but Aaron HaKohen did amazing things in the Beit HaMikdash. So the menorah is nice, but it's not unusual, it's not so special. He did so many different things. The avodah of Yom Kippur, boy, that should definitely trump the avodah of the menorah. So even though Rashi says it's the menorah according to the Midrash, the Ramban says no. What is going to be the special present that Aaron HaKohen gets is that his future generations are going to light the menorah in the Beit HaMikdash and Chashmonaim, and as a result, all future generations are going to light the menorah in their homes every single year, which means even if you don't have a Beit Mikdash, even if you don't have a Mishkan, and we know that Bayit Sheni even didn't have the original menorah from the Mishkan and for the Beit HaMikdash, right? That's one of the few things that were really put away, Shenigenizu. And yet, the light, the lighting of the menorah, the idea of Or Hashem is so important that it doesn't matter on what utensil, what is the menorah. Today, everyone can make whatever they want as a menorah in all of their homes. But what's the main idea? It's the idea of the light, the idea that we are lighting, right, every single year, and that this is the message of Hanukkah. So I just want to finish with the Haftarah. The Haftarah is going to start with number 30. The Haftarah that we always read, usually, when you have a Rosh Chodesh on a Shabbos, what do? You read the Haftarah of Shabbat Rosh Chodesh. Hanukkah is unusual in that. We always read the Haftarah of Hanukkah. And why is that? Because the message of the Haftarah of Hanukkah is really, in a sense, the essence of Hanukkah. In Zechariah Perek Bet, how does the Haftarah start? Roni v'simchi batzion ki hineni ba v'shachanti betochech. The first message of the Haftorah is that Shechina is among us all the time, whether we have a Beis HaMikdash or not. Right? If we live a life of Torah and we bring the Shechina inside, v'shachanti betochech, not only in the Beit HaMikdash, but in ourselves and in our homes. And that's why we can light a menorah in our home, because that is our Mishkan Ma'at, our Mikdash Ma'at in a sense. What's the second theme of Chanukah according to the Haftarah? We have Yehoshua ben Yehotzadak and Zerubbabel ben Shaltiel. They're both the leaders of the time. Yehoshua ben Yehotzadak is the Kohen Gadol, but he is wearing dirty garments. And why is he wearing dirty garments? If you look at Rashi, Rashi says he's wearing dirty garments, and this is the beginning of the Beit HaMikdash, the second Beit HaMikdash. They just came back to Israel from Galut, and now they're rebuilding the Beit HaMikdash. It was a little disappointed because it's not as beautiful as the first one. Yehoshua ben Yehotzadak is on trial because what did most of his children do? They intermarried. And now, in order to be the Kohen Gadol, what does he have to do? He has to really purify his family, and then he could do the Avodah of the Beit HaMikdash. Again, this idea of maximalism, of really trying to reach your full potential and do it in the right way. So then, Yehoshua ben Yehotzadak, he will wear white clothes. What's the next theme? Look at number 32 in Perek Dalet, is the idea of the menorah. He sees a vision of the menorah. Because here in the second Beit HaMikdash, what didn't they have? They didn't have the original menorah. So when they're lighting the menorah, the question is its light as important? Is the idea of the menorah going to be as special? Is his lighting of the menorah going to be as unique as Aaron HaKohen's lighting of the menorah? And what the Navi is saying, what the vision is saying, is that the two tzinorot, the two really pipes of oil kind of leading into the menorah, right, shows that this menorah, even though it's here, it's being fed by the real supernatural, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means it's really the idea, it's the oil, it's the ruchaniyut that's put into it, right, that really makes the light of the menorah special. Let's look at the Pesukim, look at Bet, right? Vayomer alai ma taro'eh, we're number 32, Pasuk Bet. Right, va'omar ra'iti v'nei menorat zahav kula v'gula arosha v'shiva nerotea alea shiva v'shiva mutzakot l'nerot arosha v'shnaim zeitim alea echad miyimin ha'gula v'echad al smola. Right, there is oil leading into the menorah, and the menorah is the main symbol that he has in this vision of Beit Sheni. He doesn't talk about the Mizbeach HaZahav, he's not talking about any other symbol, but the symbol of the menorah. And what is the symbol of the menorah? Right? They're asking Zerubbabel ben Shaltiel. And he says, this is what you have to tell Zerubbabel ben Shaltiel. Lo b'chayil v'lo b'koach ki im beruchi amar Hashem tzvakot. Which means, what is the idea of Chanukah? Of course we fought the battle, and the battle was important, but it was a battle for religious goals. And if you look at all the language of the Alanisim and of Rambam, and of all the times that we tell over the story, it's that they were fighting the war, but Hashem gave them the power to fight the war, and Hashem was with them, and that's why we see the milchama as a miracle, but also the lighting of the menorah as a miracle, which means it's all about Yad Hashem, it's all about the manifestation of Hashem. And as a result, Zayin, mi atahar gadol lifnei Zerubbabel lemishor, votzi et even harosha tzuot chen chen la, which means if you see the menorah and you're going to really establish it and have religious principles, then you'll really see lo b'chayil v'lo b'koach, and the foundation stone of the Beit HaMikdash is really going to be established. This is the Haftarah that we read, which means what? Today we don't have the Beit HaMikdash. We don't have, right, the Mizbeach. We don't have the original menorah. But what menorah do we have? We have the menorah that we light in our homes, and in a sense, right, it really is the reenactment of the rededication of the Beit HaMikdash. But not only the Beit HaMikdash during the time of the Hashmonaim. It's during the time of the Mishkan. It's during the time of Beit Rishon, Beit Sheni originally. It's Beit Sheni with the Hashmonaim, and that's what we do every day of Chanukah in our homes, which means we set aside a time for this idea of lighting the light of Torah, of spiritual maximalism, of this idea of Shevach V'Hodah. And that's really what Chanukah is all about. It's about this idea. It's about the idea of rededication of spirituality, and that our homes and our communities are really, in a sense, a Beit Mikdash Ma'at. Chanukah Sameach.